भूतले स्वयं रूपं कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्दे हम श्रीगुरो श्रीयुत पदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदा सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधाकांत नमस्तुते। जयतां सुरतो पंगो मम मंद मतेर्गति मत्सर्वस्य पदं भोजो राधा मदनमोहनम्। दिव्याद वृंदारण्य कल्पद्रुमाध श्रीमद् रत्नागार सिंहासनस्थो श्री श्री राधा श्रील गोविंद देवो पृष्ठलिधि सेव्यमानं स्मरामि। श्रीमान रास रसारम्भि वंशीवत ततस्थितः कर्षन् वेणुस्वनैर्गोपी गोपीनाथ श्रियस्तुनः। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा। It is a Vedic custom that all such auspicious ceremonies begin with invocation or prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In ISKCON, generally, we start an auspicious ceremony by chanting Brahma Samhita. Brahma Samhita is a narration of Brahma's realization after he gets to see Krishna in Vrindavan. He recognized Lord Brahma, recognized that Krishna is the cause of all causes. And in Brahma Samhita it is very beautifully described how Krishna is the cause of all causes. Actually, Brahma Samhita was compiled, original Brahma Samhita is in 100 chapters. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during his tour of South India, he discovered this fifth chapter of Brahma Samhita. In today's world, only the fifth chapter is available. The other 99 chapters are actually missing. So, but this one chapter that we have, it very clearly gives us an understanding of Krishna's relationship with everything else, or rather more appropriate way to put it would be, how everything and how everybody is actually related to Krishna, no matter whoever he is. Whether it is a living entity, whether he is a demigod, whether he is the king of the demigods, Indra, whether it is Ganesh, whether it is Surya, whether it is Devi, whether it is Lord Shiva, whether it is different incarnations of the Lord. So, and the material nature, what is the relationship with Krishna, with the material nature, everything has been very profoundly, very wonderfully explained. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he found this Brahma Samhita, the fifth chapter of Brahma Samhita, he hand copied it and he brought it. From South India, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu retrieved two scriptures. One is Krishna Karnamrita and Brahma Samhita. Brahma Samhita is so important that because Brahma Samhita actually gives us the essence of the entire spiritual understanding, the perfect understanding of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada introduced this custom of reciting Brahma Samhita before we perform any auspicious ceremony. So we'll start our ceremony by reciting Brahma Samhita. Then after reciting Brahma Samhita, I will briefly explain what is the purpose of initiation, what is the meaning of initiation, and the 10 offenses to the holy name of the Lord. Maybe 10 offenses to the holy name I'll ask you all. You have to say it. I want to make sure that you know, because chanting the holy name must be done offenselessly. So in order to become free from offenses, you have to know what are those offenses. So, you better get ready. And so after that, we will conduct the initiation ceremony. So we are beginning with the recitation of Brahma Samhita. What we generally recite is okay, here we have up to 55, 56 will with us also. Anyway, here from the first chapter, we have the first verse, and then from 29 to 55 verses have been printed here. How many of you have the copies? Okay, and I think Rajaram and you all, maybe you all sit there facing me. If you have your back towards me, that's not a very good sign. During the fire sacrifice, you can come close.
Ishvaraha Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam Chintamani Prakara Tatma Sukalpa Vishra Laksha Vichetu Suravira Vipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Satasam Samate Samanam Govinda Adi Purusham Samaham Najami Venum Pananta Maravinda Dalaya Taksham Varahavatam Samatitam Buddha Sundarangam Kandar Patoti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govinda Madi Purusham Samaham Najami Alola Chandra Kalasat Vanamalya Vamsi Ratnangadam Pranayakili Kalavilasham Shamam Kripanga Lalitam Ninadaprakasham Govinda Madi Purusham Samaham Najami Angani Jasya Sakalendriya Vrishti Manti Pashyanti Panti Kalayanti Chirandra Ganti Ananda Chinmaya Sadusya Lavigrahasya Govinda Madi Purusham Samaham Najami Advaita Vasyuta Manadi Mananta Rupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Namayoganancha Dede Jujurla Mamadurla Mahatma Bhakto Govinda Madi Purusham Samaham Najami Panchastu Koti Sadavastara Sampradamyo Vayo Rathati Manaso Munipundavanam Sokyashtiyatra Padasimna Vichinta Tashke Govinda Madi Purusham Samaham Najami Ekapasoda Chaitun Jagadanda Kotim Jatshakti Ratshi Jagadanda Chayajadanta Antantarastha Paramadu Chayantarastham Govinda Madi Purusham Samaham Najami Yashbhavadhavita Diyo Manujastha Khaiva Samsakya Rupa Mahimasana Jana Bhuta Suktai Rameva Nilamastra Kisai Suvanti Govinda Madi Purusham Samaham Najami Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavisadhi Kavirja Eva Nijayupa Sayasalavi Goloka Eva Nivasasya Silatma Bhuto Govinda Madi Purusham Samaham Bhajami Premanjana Purita Bhakti Vilochanena Santas Kadaiva Vidayeshu Vilosayanti yam shama sundaram achinda gunaswarupam govinda mahi purusham namami ramadi murti supalani ameha kishkan nana avataram akarotu vaneshu hindu krishna svayam samahavat paramagumanyo govinda mahi purusham namaham bhajami jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koji koji shashesha vasudhadi vibhuti dhinnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam asesha bhutam govinda mahi purusham namaham bhajami maya hi jasya jagadanda chakani tute Kraigunna-tad-vishaya-veda-vitaya-mana Satya-valambi-parasatya-vishuddha-tattvam Govinda-mali-purusham-tamaham-bhajami Ananda-chinmaya-ratatma-tayamanasu Japrani-nam-pratipalam-marata-mukeshya Jivinaritena bhuvanani jayatta jashram Govinda mahi purusham tamaham bhajami Golokanandi nijadhammi talecha tasya Devi mahesha haridham suchetu tetu Chete prabhava nichaya vihikasya jena Govinda mahi purusham tamaham bhajami Shristin hitim kalaya sadhana sakshireka Sahaye vajastra bhuvanani vipakshi durga Jitra nurutam apijastra chatishta cheta Govinda mahi purusham tamaham bhajami Shiram yathada jivitara vishensha yoga Sanjayate nahi satakti sagatshi heto Yasam bhutam apitatasam upaiti karja Govinda mahi purusham tamaham bhajami Dipartireva hidashantaram abhuteshya Jinkāyate vipitahetu samāna dharma Jastādrigeva hitavishnu tayāvibhāti Govinda mahi purusham tamaham bhajami Jahkāranarnava jale bhajatisma yoga Nidrāmananta jagadanta karoma guha Ādhāra shakti avalamba paranta murti Govinda mahi purusham tamaham bhajami Jasyaita nishyasita kalam atavalambha Jivanti loma viraja jagadanda nātha Vishnur mahanta ilajatya kalavichedho Govinda mahi purusham tamaham bhajami Bhashvanja khatma shatalesu nidesu teja Sriram jiyatra katayatra pitasva dasra Sambhaja esha jagadanda vidhana karta Govinda mahi purusham tamaham bhajami Yatpada parlava yugam vinithaya kumbha Sandeksa nama samayesa ganashiraja Vignan vihantu namasya jagatrayasya Govinda mahi purusham tamaham bhajami Yagin mahiya namamu marushvitasya Kālas-tathātma-nati-śyata-tayāni Yatmād-bhavanti-vibhavanti-vikanti-gantra Govinda-māji-kurusha-tamāna-tāni Jat-cakṣu-reśa-sabhita-sabhala-prahānam राजा समस्त सुर मूर्ति रशेष सेना
coming to Mauritius after 3 years, and so there are quite a few candidates for initiation, and I was actually wondering that at least for 3 years I didn't have contact with most of you, and still I am giving initiation. Sometimes back when devotees from Mauritius were writing to me for asking for initiation, my general response was, I'm not going to give initiation. Because when I don't go to Mauritius, when I can't guide the devotees, when I can't give shiksha, then what's the point in giving shiksha? So that was my general feeling. But after I came, I started to meet the devotees, and I find that how eagerly you all are trying to make spiritual advancement. And with many of you, I have a long-standing relationship. I found it difficult to say that I'm not going to give initiation. So I have decided to give initiation with two considerations. The first consideration is that I have to come here more often. So I already decided that this year I'll come once again at least. And The second consideration is that when you take initiation, you are not only just developing a relationship with me, you are actually developing a relationship with the entire society of ISKCON. You are becoming a part of a family. And this International Society for Krishna Consciousness has its temple, has its line of authority, and on top of everything and on top of everyone, there is Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada actually has made a perfect arrangement through ISKCON, through his books, and all the other arrangements that his divine grace has made. So, if anyone takes shelter of this arrangement of Srila Prabhupada, he'll undoubtedly make spiritual advancement and eventually go back to Godhead. So even though you may not have an ongoing regular relationship or connection with me, but still your spiritual life is safe as long as you remain in this world. Because then you'll be under the protection of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. To remain in ISKCON means to be connected to the temple and to be favorably disposed to the devotees and the authority structure of ISKCON. The temples, temple devotees, temple president, senior devotees of this area, the GBC, other gurus, and what everyone is doing, everyone is teaching what Srila Prabhupada gave in his books. For in ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada's books are the basis. We just follow Srila Prabhupada. Whatever we do in ISKCON is simply following Srila Prabhupada's books. If we do something that is a little doubtful, then what do? Immediately we question, is it in Prabhupada's books? And if it is not in Prabhupada's books, then it is not bona fide. That is a very clear conclusion that we have. And in this way, Srila Prabhupada's books are the basis, Srila Prabhupada's temples are the units, and Srila Prabhupada's devotees are the Vaishnavas who are our shelter. So always remember that through this initiation, you are not only just developing a relationship with me, but you are actually developing a relationship with the entire institution of ISKCON. Not that you are going to develop a relationship with ISKCON, you have already developed a relationship with ISKCON. You are a part of ISKCON. Actually, before you even got to know me, you got to know ISKCON. You got to know Srila Prabhupada. So, ISKCON is actually the most important factor for our spiritual advancement. Generally, in normal condition, previously, what used to happen? The guru used to have an ashram. A guru used to have his ashram, and if somebody wanted to take initiation from the guru, he would go stay in the ashram and live with the guru. And the guru would watch the disciple also get a direct association and guidance from the spiritual. That way, you can say that the disciple's spiritual life was solely dependent upon the guru, the spiritual master. But in ISKCON we have a different scenario. Like, for example, I am giving initiation here. Now, ISKCON is not my ashram. ISKCON is actually Prabhupada's ashram. Prabhupada created this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And it is Prabhupada's ashram. and I have inherited as much as you all have inherited this ashram of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada is there. Prabhupada has become aproka. Prabhupada is unmanifest. He is not, we are not able to see him, but it's not that Prabhupada is not there. Prabhupada is still here. Through his vani, through his instructions, through his books, through his institution, Srila Prabhupada is still present. So we all are actually getting the shelter of Srila Prabhupada in this community. And as a spiritual master, what I am doing, I am simply representing Srila Prabhupada. In Srila Prabhupada's ashram, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, I am trying to help you in your spiritual life, because you decided to accept me as your guide. But it's not that I'm the only guide in this world. Everyone in a senior position, everyone in a position of authority is a guide. And the more you take shelter, the more you take advantage of the senior association and guidance, the more he will benefit. It is not that we are creating different groups of the gurus are not creating different groups that gurus disciple one gurus disciple one group, Bhakti Karaswami's disciples group, another guru's disciples group. No, that is not what ISKCON should be like. We must understand that ISKCON is one family. This is Prabhupada's family. We are, yes, we belong to one group. And that is Srila Prabhupada's group. We all are Prabhupada Anugas. We all are Prabhupada's followers. And this is Srila Prabhupada's ashram. Srila Prabhupada is the, as the founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada is the preeminent Shiksha Guru of everyone in ISKCON. And mind you, our line, our disciplic succession is not actually a Diksha Parampara. This is a Shiksha Parampara. For example, how do you draw the line? We are drawing the line. Prabhupada spiritual master is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur spiritual master is Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Who is Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj's spiritual master? Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Was Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj Bhakti Vinod Thakur's Diksha disciple? Yes or no? How many of you know? He was not a Diksha disciple of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Then young Bhakti Vinod Thakur, look at the altar. Who is there? Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Was Bhakti Vinod Thakur Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj's Diksha disciple? No. Then Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj to Baladev Vidyabhushan. Was Baladev Vidyabhushan the Diksha guru of Jagannath Das Babaji? No. So then what does it mean? How is this line, disciplic succession, is then established? It is a Shiksha Parampara. So which indicates that in our line, Shiksha is more important than Diksha. And in ISKCON, who is everyone's Shiksha Guru? Srila Prabhupada. Is it just a sentimental thing? No. Srila Prabhupada's books are the basis. We give Bhagavatam class in the morning. From where? From Srila Prabhupada's books. Reading Prabhupada's purport. Same thing with Bhagavad Gita classes in the evening. Everything that we do is according to Srila Prabhupada's teachings. So Prabhupada is the Shiksha Guru of everyone in this world. And that's the GBC law also. Srila Prabhupada is the preeminent. Preeminent means the most important Shiksha Guru of all the devotees of this world for all time. Not only now, 10,000 years from today, Srila Prabhupada will be the Shiksha Guru of all the devotees who join ISKCON. So today I will request you to have this understanding very clear. At the time of initiation, you are actually becoming, through this initiation, what is happening? Through this initiation, you are becoming officially recognized as a member of ISKCON family. Right? That is what is happening. You are becoming officially recognized as the as Srila Prabhupada's grand disciple. You belong to Srila Prabhupada's family. So this is the specialty about this initiation. That's why I wanted to make this point very clear. And now, diksha means, why diksha is actually important? Now, one may question that, then why take diksha? Why take diksha? I can just join ISKCON and follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings and continue to render devotional service. And I can become a member of ISKCON. Like you all, many of you have been serving in ISKCON for many, many years. Like Rajaram, for how many years you've been serving? More than 10 years. Yeah. You've been serving for how many years? 8 years. 7 years. Rajesh? How many? 20 years. Okay. Very senior new bhakta. Probably today we'll lose the most senior bhakta. So in this way, many of you are connected to ISKCON for so many years as members. Then what's the need for initiation? What's the need for initiation? The need for initiation or diksha is there in order to officially surrender. You may join ISKCON, but the process of spiritual life is based on surrender. Sarva dharman paritajya mam ekam sharanam. So Krishna is saying, surrender unto me. So Krishna is asking to surrender, but the way to surrender is through Krishna's representative. And the spiritual master is the representative of Krishna to whom you are surrendering. Now does it mean that you are going to surrender only to Krishna's representative, Diksha Guru and Krishna? Then you are actually, the more you make advancement, the area of your surrender will increase. But at least it must begin somewhere. At least you must surrender to one person. So that is why Diksha is important. At least you are surrendering to one person. Are you all ready to surrender? Sure? So if I ask you to go back to Godhead, will you go back to Godhead? So that is the meaning of surrender. You have to have confidence that here is a person I can trust. Or here is a person I am going to surrender. And I am going to listen to what he is going to say. Right? So which means, this is the process of giving up your false ego. Why can't you surrender? What stops us from surrendering? False ego. False ego makes us think that we are the greatest. Isn't it? Due to a false ego, we think, I am the greatest. Why do I need to surrender? Why? Hari Bol, Mukha. Just a minute. Surrender means taking a vow, taking an official condition that we are going to accept at least one person. So this is the beginning. From one person you are beginning. But that doesn't mean that you are going to surrender only to that one person. Rather, the more you make advancements, your area of surrender is going to increase. And you know what is the sign, what is the symptom of Uttamadhikari? Uttamadhikari, the pure devotee, first class devotee. What is the symptom of a first class devotee? He thinks that everybody else became a devotee, pure devotee, and only he couldn't become a devotee. So that means he surrenders to everybody. But what is the symptom of a Kanishtha Adhikari? Third class devotee? The symptom of a third class devotee is he thinks that Krishna is God and he is the only devotee. And everyone else should surrender to him. So that's the difference in the material consideration and spiritual consideration. In spiritual life, more we advance, the more surrendered we become. And less advanced we are, we maintain our false ego. Now we have to give up our false ego. So where do you begin? We begin in this way through the process of initiation. So what you're going to do is, actually you are going to make a condition that at least one person in ISKCON you are going to surrender. You are going to listen to him. So before you step in to get your new japamala and new name, you have to think about it deeply, whether you are prepared to surrender. If not prepared to surrender, then better you wait for some time. Okay, and then another consideration of diksha is receiving of mantras. But first initiation, Harinam initiation, the receiving of mantra is not actually important. Because mantra has been given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and it is public. Right? You are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra even before initiation. So mantra you have already got. But the second initiation, the Gayatri mantra is still a secret. And that mantra is received through the process of initiation. The spiritual master gives the mantra. But here in our case, which is also quite unique in ISKCON, that Srila Prabhupada introduced that it is, even the Harinam is considered to be initiation. Actually in Gaudiya Math, Harinam is not considered to be initiation. Only Brahman Diksha, the Gayatri Mantra, is considered to be initiation. But Prabhupada introduced this, that is, even the Harinam is given officially. And one takes a vow to chant certain numbers of rounds every day, 16 rounds. How? Offense lessly. So there are 10 offenses to the holy name. Now I'll get into that. Before that, I will request some initiated devotees to tie the neck beads on the initiation candidates' necks. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Did it go three times? Three times? Or no?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Premanande. So everyone got his neck bit? Okay. So now, as I said, now I'll go into the purpose of the holy name. Krishna incarnates in various ways. In some ages, Krishna appears in different incarnations. But in Kali Yuga, Krishna has a very special incarnation. That is, in this age, Krishna incarnates in the form of his holy name. So this name is Krishna himself. Naam naam akari bohudha nija sarva shaktis tatrarpita niyamita Maranena Kala Etat Rishi Tavok Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durvaivamitrisham Ihajani Namara. So Namna Makari Bohudha Nijasharva Shakti. O my Lord, you have invested your entire potency in your holy name. So when all Krishna's entire potency is in the name, is the name any different from Krishna? No, it is Krishna. That means the name is Krishna himself. Just as on the altar, Krishna has manifested himself in his deity. That is, Krishna manifested himself out of earth, stone. Right? Then we will also have the fire sacrifice. That will be another manifestation of Krishna in the form of fire. Similarly, like earth, water, fire, air, ether. Now what is in ether? What is the manifestation in ether? Sound. So Krishna manifested in the form of sound, in ether, in the form of the holy name. It's non-different. Like, is it stone or Krishna? But somebody may say, but it's stone. Right? here. It is apparently the stone, but this stone is Krishna himself. Because had he not had manifested himself in the stone, we wouldn't be able to see him. Isn't it? Had he not have manifested in this way, would you be able to see him? Can you see Krishna's spiritual form? No. Therefore, in order to become visible to us, Krishna manifests himself in the form of earth. Stone. Earth means it can be stone, it can be wood, it can be clay, it can be metal, it can be jewel. So these are the ways Krishna manifests himself in the form of his deity. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. So his Vigraha, his transcendental form, is Sat Chit Ananda. Eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. So similarly, just as Krishna has manifested himself in the form of his deity, Vigraha, on the altar, Krishna also manifested himself in the form of his holy name. It is sound. Krishna has manifested himself in the form of sound. But that sound is Krishna himself. So when you chant the holy name, Krishna himself will appear. Krishna has manifested himself in the form of his holy name. But if we chant the name offensively, then that sound vibration will not be Krishna himself. So there are 10 offenses to the holy name. So we have to be very, very careful to avoid committing those offenses. So all of you know what are those offenses? Okay, so I'll just start from Rajaram. What is the first offense? Okay, very good. What is the second offense, Rajesh? Very good. Third offense? Fourth offense? No. Fourth offense? Agar nahi malum hai, to sachmuch bol do. Main nahi janta. Ye bhakti, ye adhyatmik marg jo hai, ye sachchai ka marg hai. Yahan jhoota ka, mithha ka koi bhi avakash nahi hai. समझा अगर नहीं जानते हो तो बोल दो नहीं जानता ठीक है ऑलवेज बी ट्रूथफुल इन दिस एज यू अंडरस्टैंड इंग्लिश इन दिस एज धर्म इज स्टैंडिंग ऑन वन लेग विच इज दैट लेग ट्रूथफुलनेस नाउ इफ यू डिस्ट्रॉय दैट लेग देन व्हाट इज द होप धर्म इज स्टैंडिंग ओनली ऑन वन लेग एंड इफ दैट लेग इज गॉन then what? How can you stay on the path of dharma? So always remember that truthfulness is the most important thing. Always be truthful. Never tell a lie. Never, if you don't know, admit it. Okay? Chota. Theek hai, thoda bahut aaya. परंतु सही नहीं हुआ निंदा का मतलब क्या होता है अच्छा ये मैं पहले ही पूछ लेना था तुम लोगों को कि ये ठीक है ये तुमको तुम सबको वादा करना पड़ेगा कि आज ही ये 10 अपराध जो है उसको सही ढंग से पढ़ के इसको ये कर लेंगे कंटेस्ट कर लेंगे ठीक है What's the fourth offense? Name only. Vedic Shastra ko aur Vedic Shastra ka anujayi jo Shastra hai, usko ninda karna chautha apradh hai. Fifth offense? Okay. To consider the glory of chanting of the holy name to be imagination. Sixth offense? Yeah. To give some interpretation to the holy name of the Lord. Then, seventh offense, Mukran? Yeah, on the strength of chanting the holy name. Seventh offense. Eighth offense, Mataji? Huh? Oh, theek hai. Theek hai. Okay. Aapko malum hai? Yaad nahi aa raha hai. Achha. Achha. Hare Krishna Mahamantra ko jap karne ko वेद में जो कर्मकांड में जो पुण्य कर्म का वर्णन हुआ है उसको उसको शामिल समझें, उसको बढ़ावा समझें। ये जो वेद कर्मकांड का पुण्य कर्म करने से क्या फायदा होता है, इस भौतिक जगत में कुछ सुख सुविधाएं मिलता है, परंतु भगवान का ये नाम जपने से इस भौतिक जगत में हमको कुछ प्राप्ति का नहीं, प्राप्ति का कुछ वासना नहीं होना चाहिए। हम हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र क्यों जपते हैं, मालूम है क्यों जपते हैं हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र? भगवान को कृपा प्राप्ति होने के लिए, भगवान को प्रसन्नता विधान करने के लिए, ठीक है। अच्छा, नवम अपराध आपको मालूम है? नहीं। अच्छा, ओके, नवम मालूम है तुमको? हाँ, क्या है? हाँ, अश्रद्धालु व्यक्ति को, व्यक्ति के पास हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र का महिमा प्रकाश करना, वो नवम अपराध है। और दशम अपराध मालूम है? दशम तुमको? या नहीं? वर्णना वेरी गुड। एंड इट इज ऑल्सो एन ऑफेंस टू बी इन अटेंटिव वाइल चैंटिंग, मतलब जब हम जप करते हैं बहुत ध्यान से जप करना चाहिए। ऐसा नहीं कि हम जप कर रहे हैं और मन और कहीं है, वैसा होने से जप होता है नहीं। जब हम जप करते हैं तो मन कहाँ होना चाहिए? मन कहाँ होना चाहिए तुम बताओ? मन कहाँ होना चाहिए? हाँ, मन कान में होना चाहिए। केवल श्रवण, श्रवण कीर्तन, श्रवण सुनना, क्योंकि नाम कृष्ण है तो ये शब्द हम शब्द के रूप में भगवान अवतरण किए हैं, तो भगवान को हमें कैसे ग्रहण करेंगे? शब्द के रूप में जब भगवान आए हैं तो हम कैसे उनको ग्रहण करेंगे? शब्द का ग्रहण करने का इंद्रिय कौन है? कान। तो कान से उनको ग्रहण करना है। कर्णरंध्र कष्ट दिया हृदय माछे प्रवेश दिया बोरिशय सुधा अनुपम। ये जो महामंत्र जो है ये कान से हमारा हृदय में प्रवेश करता है, करके वहाँ अमृत बरसता है। भगवान ये शब्द के रूप में प्रकाश होते हैं, प्रकट होते हैं। ये शब्द से, नाम से भगवान का रूप का प्रकाश होगा। रूप से भगवान का, जब रूप भगवान का रूप प्रकाश होता है तो उसके साथ साथ भगवान का गुण का भी प्रकाश होता है, है ना? भगवान का रूप जब प्रकाश की वजह से हम भगवान का रूप दर्शन कर रहे हैं, तो ये कौन है? ये कृष्ण है। कृष्ण कौन है? सर्व कारण कारणम, जो हम ब्रह्म संहिता में या भगवत गीता में श्रीमद् भागवतम में जो कुछ हम पढ़ रहे हैं उसका भगवान के जितने सारे गुण हैं ये गुण भगवान में विराजमान है। तो भगवान के रूप के साथ साथ भगवान का गुण का प्रकाश होता है, गुण से भगवान का लीला का प्रकाश होता है, लीला से भगवान का परिकर मतलब भगवान के जो पार्षदों हैं उनका प्रकाश होता है, और उसके साथ भगवान का धाम का प्रकाश होता है। तो देखिए ये नाम में सब कुछ है, ये जैसे इसका एक वर्णन ऐसे होता है कि जैसे एक बीज, एक पेड़ का बीज में, बीज का अंदर पेड़ है ना, बीज तो इतना छोटा है देखने से, परंतु उस वो बीज जब जमीन पर गिरता है और जब पानी और सूरज का किरण मिलता है तो क्या होता है, बीज बीज से अंकुर निकलते हैं, तो अंकुर धीरे धीरे बढ़ता जाता रहता है और समय पर एक विशाल वृक्ष उससे प्रकाश होता है। तो बीज में है ना इतना बड़ा एक वृक्ष, तो बीज का अंदर है, वैसे ही नाम के अंदर भगवान का स्वयं भगवान अपने गुण लीला पार्षद और धाम का सहित विराजमान है। तो और हाँ जो मैं बोल रहा था, तो परंतु भगवान को नाम शब्द के रूप में भगवान को कैसे ग्रहण करना चाहिए, कान के द्वारा। जब हम जपते हैं तो हमको सुनना पड़ेगा, बहुत ध्यान लगाकर सुनना पड़ेगा। प्रभुपाद जी को कोई पूछा था, प्रभुपाद जब मैं जपता हूँ तो मेरा मन, वो मेरा मन तक बोला, तो प्रभुपाद बोला मन क्या है, मन केवल एक ही जगह में, एक ही इंद्रिय में रहेगा, श्रवण, बस मन का और कोई काम नहीं है, मन का दूसरा और कोई काम नहीं है, उस समय केवल एक ही मात्र काम रहेगा कि सुनना, श्रवण। तो सब बहुत अच्छा से भगवान का नाम कीर्तन करते रहो, क्योंकि ये नाम के रूप में भगवान इस कली युग में अवतीर्ण हुए हैं। कली काले नाम रूपे कृष्ण अवतार, जय नाम श्री कृष्ण भज निष्ठा करी नामेर भीतरे आछे आपनी सुर। ये नाम और कृष्ण, जो नाम वही कृष्ण, जय नाम श्री कृष्ण, तो बहुत निष्ठा के साथ ये नाम को लेते रहे, क्योंकि इस नाम में ही स्वयं भगवान श्री कृष्ण विराजमान है। और गायत्री का कैंडिडेट, दोज हु आर इनिशिएशन गायत्री कैंडिडेट, दे विल गेट द गायत्री आफ्टर द फायर सैक्रिफाइस। द गायत्री, आई जस्ट से अ फ्यू वर्ड्स अबाउट गायत्री। Gayatri is a mantra. By chanting this mantra, one becomes delivered. Difference between Gayatri and Hare Krishna Mahamantra is that Gayatri is mantra, whereas Hare Krishna is Mahamantra. Why Gayatri is mantra and Mahanam is Mahamantra? Just briefly explain. You see, Gayatri has three aspects. Gayatri has Bij or seed, and then Nam, the name of the personality about which this Gayatri is indicated, and then Nyan, how to chant or how to meditate on that mantra. So these three aspects, Naam, Vij, Nam and Nyas. Now of these three, what is most important? The most important is the Nam. That is just as in a locket, the most precious gem is kept in the middle. Just as in Srimad Bhagavat, in Bhagavad Gita, out of 18 chapters, the most important 6 chapters are in the middle. So similarly, in these three aspects, Vij, Nam and Nyas, the Nam is the most important. The Vij and Nyas is actually indicating the Nam. Now Vij means what? The seed. Every Gayatri will must have a seed. For example, for Brahma Gayatri, the seed is Om. And then there is, say, okay, I'll give you an example. That way, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So here, Vij is Om. Vasudevaya, the Nam, is Vasudevaya. And Namaha, how you're meditating? By offering obeisance. So therefore, it can be considered to be a Gayatri. Or Brahma Gayatri, nowadays everyone chants Brahma Gayatri. Like, therefore, I'll just, generally Gayatri is not said in public. But since it has become quite public, so I'll just take the example. Brahma Gayatri is Om, is the Vij, Bhur Bhuva Swa Tat. Savitur Varennam, that is the name. Who is the personality? Who is the worshipable lord of Savita, son, who lights up the Bhur Bhuva and Swa. Bhur Lok, Bhuva Lok and Swa Lok. And that Bhargadevasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Na Prachodaya. The Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Na Prachodaya is the name. So you understand these three aspects. Now out of these three, what's more important? Most important. Nam. Now in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, what do we have? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It is only name and name and name. Therefore it is Mahamantra. Also we consider Panchatattva Mahamantra also. Panchatattva Mantra also Mahamantra. Let us consider Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaurav. So Prabhupada indicated this Panchatattva Mantra also as Mahamantra. Why? Now you understand? Because Mahamantra consists only of name. Whereas Gayatri Mantra should have Vij, Nam and Nyas. So this Gayatri is meant to be meditated. Gayatri is meant for meditation. And Gayatri is indicated just as I said, Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Na Prachodaya. The personality who inspires us, we meditate upon him. So this is how Gayatri's indications are there. It's meant to be meditated. Whereas Hare Krishna Mahamantra can be meditated, can be chanted, can be sung, and can be congregationally chanted. So What happened? Oh, okay. Arjun Prabhu, come in. So, this is how the Gayatri is meant for meditation. And I'll explain more about Gayatri. And Gayatri is a secret mantra. Therefore that mantra is given in a quiet place. Okay, so now the initiation candidates can come forward. Oh, before that, we do the Achaman. Where is my Achaman? So Achaman means cleansing the vocal channel. See, before one chants mantra or before one takes a vow, one is meant to do the Achaman. So Achaman is done by taking a few drops of water on your palm and drinking it from the base of your palm by saying Om Shri Keshavaya Namah. Om Shri Keshavaya. Did everybody say? Okay. Now you wash your hands and take water again and drink it by saying Om Shri Narayanaya Namah. Wash your hands, take water again and drink it by saying Om Shri Madhavaya Namah. Okay, and then we say the Achaman mantra, which goes like Om Apavitra Pavitrova. No, listen first. Om Apavitra Pavitrova Sarvavasthan Gato Viva Jasmarit Pundarikakshan Sa Vaiha Abhantaraha Suchi. Whether one is Om Apavitra Pavitrova, whether one is pure or impure, Sarvavasthan Gato Piva, in whichever condition he may be in, Yasmarit Pundarikaksham, one who remembers the lotus eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, Sa Vaidra Abhantaraha Suchihi, he becomes purified both internally and externally. You understand the meaning of the mantra? Which means, doesn't matter in whatever condition you may be in, whether you are pure or impure, in whichever condition you may be in, if you remember Krishna, then you will become purified both externally and internally. So what's the best way to purify ourselves? What's the best way to purify ourselves? Is by remembering Krishna. Jasmarit Pundarikaksham Sa Vaiha Abhantaraha Shuchi. Okay, let's do Achaman again. First you wash your hands and then take few drops of water and drink it by saying Om Shri Keshavaya Namah. Wash your hands, take water again, drink it by saying Om Shri Narayanaya Namah. Wash your hands and then take some water and drink it